Welcome to The Shrinking Man Project.
The Shrinking Man Project, Episode 7. Cinema God.
Welcome back, folks. This is Episode 7 of The Shrinking Man Project. I'm your host, Doc Coleman. I hope everyone's had a good week and has managed to stay warm. We got hit with a lot of snow this week, and a lot of folks in the area have been dealing with the aftermath. Now, we didn't lose power, and the roads are mostly cleared now, so we're okay, but I know that some folks in the area weren't so lucky. More about that a little bit later. Right now, I'm off the scales. Now, horror isn't really my thing, but I know it's popular with some folks. Besides,
it's only a promo, right?
Back in a minute.
The Vatican released an official statement today, condemning the lax response by the FBI in relation to what it calls the most profane...
God provides me canvas. I provide God art.
This weekend, attend the largest tattoo convention in Texas, the Houston Tattoo Expo, at the George R. Brown Convention Center.
I need to be whole again.
An Amber Alert, the second this week, has been issued for the greater Houston area and suburbs. Brian Greeley, a 9-year-old at Hendricks Elementary in the Woodlands, went missing yesterday after school let out.
Tony? What is the ice cream man?
February 14th, join the Valentine's Day Massacre as the debut hardcover story collection from Parsec Award-nominated author Paul Ellard Cooley goes on pre-sale. Don't miss your chance to own one of the 250 signed, numbered, personalized copies of Fiends Volume 1, published by Blue Moose Press. For more information, please visit shadowpublications.com. We don't believe in happy endings.
That was the promo for Paul Ellard Cooley's Fiends, Volume 1, available for pre-order on February 14th from Shadow Publications. Like I said, horror isn't my thing, but a lot of my friends who are into horror say that Paul writes some pretty good stuff, so if you like horror, why not check it out? Alright, this week's weigh-in. This week, I am 295 pounds. That puts me down 2 pounds on the week and down 125 pounds overall. I've also lost enough that my daily points have gone down by one, so I'm making progress. It has been tough for me to record this past week. I got some of my recording done last Sunday morning, but it was several days later before I could edit any of it, which was why 6B came out so late in the week. And by then, I needed to add more audio. Then today, I recorded the first part of this episode, and then the noisy neighbors decided to be noisy for most of the day. It's now very late in the day, and they've managed to quiet down. Hopefully, they'll stay quiet long enough for me to get everything recorded. Or not. Although I only went to the gym once this week, I did get my exercises in. Sunday, I walked around the block. Monday, I went to the gym. Tuesday, I was just exhausted, so I called into work and slept in. Then, when I got up in the afternoon, I did a walk around the block. Wednesday, I went into work and intended to hit the gym, but work closed early due to the snow that had been falling all day long. They let us out 2 hours early, and I ended up sitting in traffic for almost 5 hours. Most of the drive wasn't much, just people being stupid about going slow in the wrong places and not conserving their momentum. When I finally got near home, though, I got to the top of a hill and there were vehicles spun out all over the place. I had to thread my way through them, usually while someone else was trying to cut me off. Finally, I made it to my exit to find that the ramp was backed up. After crawling down the ramp, it turned out that people were spun out all over the local roads, too. I threaded my way through that obstacle course and made it home, and then got stuck trying to straighten my car up in the parking space. My wife helped me get the car pushed in the parking space, and I went inside and collapsed. Thursday, I stayed home due to the snow and shoveled out some parking spaces for exercise. Friday was my day off, and I cleared out two more parking spaces for exercise. My food has kind of suffered this week, but sort of in the wrong direction. Several days this week, I haven't been able to get all of my points in. I haven't been hungry. I've just had so much healthy food that I couldn't really eat anything more. This sounds good at first, but not eating enough can make your metabolism shut down and keep you from losing weight as fast. Being home so much this past week has helped me get caught up on a number of things. I'm not caught up on everything, not by a long shot, but I'm closer, at least for a while. I feel a lot more like I'm breaking even instead of being behind. Also this week, the ladies of Team Wench asked me to be the master of ceremonies for this year's Fantasy Ball, to be held on the 29th of October. This year's theme is steampunk-related, goblins and gears. I will be keeping things moving along as Professor Harmonious Crackle. Things are still in the planning stages, but rest assured that you'll be hearing more about this as we get closer to the date. Lessons learned. I guess if you're going to take a lesson from this past week, it would have to be find your opportunities. It's very tempting to look at something like a big snowfall as an obstacle, something that keeps you from following your usual routine, gets in the way. I know a lot of the time I have a bad tendency to look at things like that as obstacles to be worked around. But this time, I made it an opportunity. The time that I was not at work let me work on my own projects, and the snow gave me a different kind of exercise to do for a while. Alright, moving forward. Trying to keep up with my projects for a while, trying to get back into doing more writing on my works in progress. I have a steampunk story that I really want to get back to, but I also have to keep on top of the blog and this podcast, and trying to keep my hand in with short stories for the Every Photo Tells podcast, so I'll do what I can and shift gears when I run into something. Feedback. No feedback for this week, unfortunately. I hope to hear from you all next week, and that about wraps it up for today. So, as always, you can leave me comments on the blog at theshrinkingmanproject.com, or you can send me email at doc@theshrinkingmanproject.com. You can leave me voicemail at 240-745-5022. And you're always welcome to join the fans of The Shrinking Man Project on Facebook. And there's a link to that in the show notes. If you have a podcast, send me your promo. And everyone, feel free to leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley. Tell your friends about the podcast. And above all, have a good week. I'll see you next week. Bye. This podcast is copyright 2011 by The Shrinking Man Project. All rights reserved. The Shrinking Man Project is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 United States license. That means that you're welcome to pass it around, but you can't claim that it's yours, you can't charge money for it, and you can't make changes to the podcast. The Shrinking Man Project is a Swimming Cat Studios production. For more information and show notes, go to theshrinkingmanproject.com. Testing, testing, testing. All right.
Icky.
Insert promo. Screams, terror. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes or Podcast Alley. Tell your friends how you like the